Can you hear me? I think I'm facing a difficult decision. On one hand, I think what we're going to talk about is very interesting. On the other hand, we're running out of time. And it's very rare to get people from Xunlei, I guess, largest P2P vendor here in China to present. So I'm going to go very fast on my slides. And I do want to say that what we're going to talk about can be very interesting. So what's the context that about our talk is, as we're seeing more deployment or interest in auto, and people start to really talk about how to integrate auto into their applications. So therefore, what we're interested in is to look at the challenges, potential solutions, and the potential results of integrating auto into applications. In particular here, we took one particular application, which is a P2P application and tracker-based. So therefore, we're taking a particular use case here. So what are the challenges here? And we identified two major challenges if you want to integrate auto into such a tracker peer selection. And one challenge is the tracker scalability. For example, And one particular challenge is tracker scalability, because a single tracker might need to handle a large number of torrents and channels with a lot of users. A typical setting is, for example, would we have, say, 1 million concurrent users, and let's assume each user would stay, for example, let's say 10 minutes, that's about 600 seconds. That means you're going to have arrival rate of 1,600 requests per second, at least, if you only have one peer join request. And if we're talking about, say, 10 million concurrent users, that means we're handling tens of thousands of requests per second. So that's the scalability requirement. And of course, we also have many ISPs may be involved into a single tracker because, say, for example, even in China, you have three major ISPs, and in US, probably have a lot more. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is application. We need to handle both application and network information fusion. We have application requirements, live streaming and VOD and file sharing. They're different, and how to use auto information and how to handle their particular requirement. And also we have application endpoint information, for example, what's your upload capacity and so on, probably only application knows. And also, of course, we have auto information. We can also have third-party database information, for example, like Maximine database and so on. Next slide, please. So given this information, conceptually, we can represent those information into a database format. Hey, database is easy. And one way you can imagine is, for example, you can have a peer table. It's in a database table. And you can encode all the properties of all the peers you know about. For example, the address, upload capacity, and plea point, for example, the example for VOD. And you can also have, for example, auto information. You can have a lot more other information around. And you can use those information and to select peers. Essentially, go through the database and select the peers according to the properties. This is a very complicated problem. But this conceptually is a very easy model. The problem here is that if you're using a database and you're doing sequential scanning, and it can be quite inefficient, not scalable, not handling, for example, tens of thousands of requests. How do you do it? In database, what you do is you define keys and you build indexes. And here's a typical way we're going to suggest. Next slide, please. So one way we can do is use classification, essential analogy with defining keys and using classification. Objective here is aggregation to improve scalability. And therefore, you only need to match categories to get better scalability. And here, clearly, you can classify using many attributes. For example, upload capacity class, high, low, medium, and so on. And play point cluster, for example, VOD. And you can have auto network map and so on to clarify them. You can even clarify using multiple attributes, for example, to build scalable tracker. And for example, you can clarify using two attributes, the network and map of auto and upload capacity. You can build a multi-dimensional distribution. And then here, you can even define actually a multiple-dimensional classification tree. And here, of course, with multiple attributes, you can have a different ordering of those attributes. That will give you some flexibility. Next slide, please. So here's an example. Suppose, for example, the tracker will say, let me maintain two classification attributes. One is by upload capacity, and one is using the auto information, for example. Of course, you can even combine into a single attribute and a single classification tree, but of course, you can use two classifications. Of course, you have two trees, and you're going to have some overlapping here. Next slide, please. Now, when your peer joins, and what you really does is you have to do a classification, and to classify the peer into different classification trees, different leaf nodes, and then, of course, you also belong to the parent node of the tree. Next slide, please. So now, given this concept of classification and how to build scalable server selection and also flexible, and here's one approach. The way you define is define a home node. It's a leaf category node. We call each node in that classification tree a category node, where the peer issuing listing request belongs to. And then the data structure, which, of course, scalability often means good data structure, is we define a peer selection sequence. A peer selection sequence is a mapping from a home node to a traversal sequence of category nodes. We are computer science mostly, and we define data structures. We do a tree traversal. And tree traversal will visit a sequence of category nodes, and where each node in a sequence, you define the target fraction to be reached upon visiting that node. Okay? And then peer selection is very easy. You just sequentially follow nodes in a sequence in order. Next slide, please. Here's one example. Let me go very quickly. And here is two-level classification tree. And the first level is ISP. Second level really is upload capacity. And here I have a peer selection table on the lower left corner. For example, if a new node joins from N4, which is high capacity ISP 1, what you do is you visit the node in order of N4, N5, N2, and N3. So what you target to achieve is for N2, you reach 50% of peers. Because typically, a typical algorithm in P2P is for higher level, for high capacity peers, you form a cluster yourself. So therefore, you want to select 50% target. And then you want to visit the node N5. You want to reach 80%, meaning about 30%. And then you visit N2, a set different ISP, so you reach total 95%. And finally, N3, another ISP, and you want to reach 100%. That's the way you do tree traversal, and very flexible data structure, easy to build a library. Next slide, please. Now let's really look at it from the general data structure and library. Let's really move to the auto setting. And here is what happens here. I'm going to use a particular classification scheme, which has been used in a P4P trial, and it can be used with distributed tracker as well. So therefore here, we're going to have multiple classification trees, one for each ISP. Remember, we got one classification network map from one ISP. So therefore, we can build, say, N classification trees from N ISPs. And here I'm showing the classification tree for the first ISP. It's three level. I'm going to have an ISP, which is root. And then I'm going to have an intro ISP. And then I'm going to have a bunch of IP IDs below it, and then different external PIDs. Then, for example, each time you got a new peer, I'm going to use this network map to classify the peer into a particular home node. Then I'm going to define an order to visit all the nodes in my classification tree. Okay? So now the only remaining question is, how do you really select, define the targeted ratio, given the data structure? Very easy to traverse. And that's the question I'm going to answer next slide, please. Here, I'm going to use one potential approach, is to use a peer matrix. And essentially, one way to compute peer matrix is do a bandwidth matching. You're going to consider both application requirements and auto information here. So here's what you do. For each PID, the tracker, essentially resource directory, would periodically estimate aggregate upload capacity and download demand at each essentially node of my classification category node. And then we're going to use algorithm linear programming to compute the matching algorithm compute width and the target ratio you're going to do. So essentially, here's architecture. Your peer matrix computation would get auto network map for the classification. And then you're going to have application-specific data collected and aggregated into all the classification category nodes. And you compute with linear programming. I'll be more than happy to provide details. Next slide, please. So here's a library about how to essentially do the integration. And for such integration, you're going to have multiple components. One is classification component, is library routine. Upon each peer arrival, you look up a new address, use network map, and classify it to see where the client belongs to. And then you do peer selection. And what you do is you traverse for each node. You define, remember, the sequence of nodes you're going to traverse. And you try to collect neighbors for this node in this particular order. And third component here is called peer update. What you do is, upon peer or keep alive message, you update the statistics to really use application information and status information, and also application information. We have two more components here. One is auto information update run on background, essentially in its own thread, to collect information, to collect a new network map. And also, of course, we have the linear programming part, which is the AOE component. So that's the overall scheme you might be using such a scheme. And the only remaining question here, and which we want to address in this talk, is how expensive it is, and is it really expensive to use auto information or not? Next slide, please. So here's some benchmarking we have done. And the setting is 1 million peers, about two ISPs, and each ISP provide a map with about 10 to 20 PIDs. And here are some numbers might be interesting for people to know. For peer classification, we're using essential network map and classify into the nodes. We can do a lookup rate about 2 million lookup per second using a particular try. And if you use an LC try, we probably can be faster. So that's the first component, which is probably the lightest component. Of course, don't use the database, do the mapping, and use a clever data structure to do the classification. And second one, of course, is you have to traverse this audio sequence of nodes and select collect peers in the traversal process. And here, for benchmarking, by the way, it's a standard server which we assembly by Newegg using $1,600. And can handle 25,000 peers drawing selection per second. That's the benchmarking. And peer update takes nothing here. And the one expensive part is linear programming. Typically takes around 5 seconds. So therefore, we do the computer about 5 seconds each time. The most expensive part, which is probably relevant here, is auto information update. Because in particular, if, for example, network map changes, now you have independent thread and which have to completely rerun the whole classification tree. And that might take some time. For example, if we have 2 million users and I have ISP changed, and I essentially have to redo all these peers. So that would take a while. OK, next slide, please. OK, I'm done. So here is some benchmarking results, and I'm going to not go over the results. I'll be really happy to answer questions offline. But mostly to introduce, the vision is the slides would be, this part would become part of deployment document if there's some interest. But of course, we'll be more than happy to get feedback here. I'm done.
Thank you. Guys, the last presentation for today. Okay.